This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sounds impressive. All right. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. By the way, those new vehicles with great warranties on them. If you're vacillating on whether you get a new vehicle versus pre-owned, look at the warranty. And a great service department that does a terrific job, routine, difficult. They handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. To take time away from the passion of golf and probably another two or three under par round, Nate Bauer still gives us his time to this show to improve the image and ratings of it. Thank you, sir.
Just hearing two or three under par makes me shudder. I haven't seen those scores in a very, very long, long, long time.
But you could do it, though.
I mean, I've been two under through three holes, you know, in my life.
Yeah.
Once or twice. It just doesn't last.
I remember last week I was like something like one under par through six. I'm sitting there going, this
great.
Is a good feel. It's a good feeling. Because
yeah.
it's not going to last.
No. It unwinds very quickly.
Like, glad I birdied that first hole.
Yeah. I mean, it's honestly, I think I birdied the first a couple. You know, not the most recent time out, doesn't matter, but I birdied the first and then was just awful after that. And it's more insulting. I would rather just start out as poorly as I am.
You actually can play, so. I'll get to a couple of football things in a moment. But when they did put out the Big Ten basketball opponents, I wouldn't call it a schedule. You know what the Big Ten Network should do? They should do the schedule release like the NFL does, you know, just for some fun.
Why do it all in one shot, though, when you can release it piecemeal like this?
Well, actually, that's what the NFL does. We already know who the opponents are and where the games
are. That's true.
Right? It's the order. And now we get to find out the order and network. We could turn it into a full production. But Penn State's schedule has been deemed, in terms of the Big Ten, how it plays out, the toughest of the group. What makes it that way?
That's a great question. They get a lot of projected good teams, right? Now, first of all, the group that put these rankings together is a gambling site, right? And they awarded points, effectively, for the difficulty of teams that you're going to face. Okay, so they did ESPN Top 25, On3 Transfer Portal rankings, 24/7 recruiting rankings, right? Like, all of that stuff factored in. But, look, this is the height of silly season, and I think, you know, making projections like that for next season based on last year's results is you know, kind of ridiculous, right? I mean, we're not expecting Purdue to be a drastically different team next season than what they were this year.
Right.
Indiana, right? There's all of those things factor in. So I know they tried to account for some of that stuff, but you know, look, it is an interesting situation when you add in these West Coast teams, right? You know, Penn State is going to go on the road. They're going to get some road trips. I believe they play Southern Cal and UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be on the road at Wisconsin. They've got Illinois on the road. The thing that most stands out to me is the double plays are so infrequent now.
Yeah, there's three, and I knew that was going to happen. That you know, I knew it was going to be 20. I knew it was going to be three home and aways and 14 one plays and want everybody to play everybody. And if you look at the four West Coast schools, their home and aways are all with each other, which is smart, right?
Yep.
So their home and aways are all with each other. Dick Girardi and I had talked about the fact that we felt that should happen, but that everybody else should be regionalized. In other words, Penn State should have had home and aways with Rutgers, Maryland, Ohio State, right?
Yep.
Whatever. They got Rutgers. Indiana's near the cul-de-sac. Minnesota's in a different neighborhood. So,
Yep.
Right. And one of those three has Palestra written all over it. And I'm not, you know, you and I know which one it is. So
there we go. Love it. Give them the taste.
Yeah. But, you know, but that's what struck me was the lack of regionalization of the home and aways for everybody else besides the West Coast teams.
Yeah. I mean, but look, it is what it is, right? It would be, I think, a little naive to, right, that whether these rankings matter or not is it kind of overshadows the point that no matter where you are in the Big Ten, you're gonna have a tough road, right?
Sure,
I mean, it's just gonna be tough,
sure.
Right? I mean, these teams turn over every season, and every season it seems like they restock. So Penn State is one of those teams that really isn't turning over, right? I mean, they're bringing back effectively five of the top seven guys that they had last season.
Yep,
it is one of the at this point in the game of college basketball, a unique instance of longevity, right? I mean, you've got veteran players, you've got guys who have experience. They've been through the ringer at Penn State. Obviously, they brought some transfers in. They're bringing some transfers in, and they have this four-man recruiting class that's coming in. But I think it would be. I am not anticipating any really of those guys to be. To upend or disrupt the starting lineup. Maybe our Swiss-born boy from Northern Illinois, but outside of that, it's really not many changes that you're going to see for Penn State's roster this year.
And now you're going to have more people involved that know the system, which is a tremendous plus for Mike and his staff. They're still trying to craft the non-conference. It's dripping out a little bit here and there as to who they're going to play. Now I want to get to the ticketing part of this. You ran the story on ticketing on on3.com, which is when he's not in the golf course or doing this show, he actually does tremendous work.
Occasionally. I try.
Yeah. So what what does this mean potentially to the average fan?
Yeah, well, I don't think it really means anything to the average fan, Steve. Just to be perfectly honest,
right.
You know, the Beaver Stadium's future. You know, and I'm taking from a Sports Business Journal report. I was able to confirm it myself, but you know, effectively, what they want to do at Beaver Stadium is they are outsourcing. You know, to Elevate, I believe, is the brand that it's called. They are outsourcing its premium ticket sales, right, for the future, for future schedules for Penn State football. You know, it's a world that realistically we may see on a tour of the new stadium,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But are many of us going to be frequenting these things? No, probably not. But the general outline of how this works is Penn State Athletics is not in the market or equipped to sell a premium experience in terms of Penn State football games.
Yeah.
That's it's pretty universal, and the reality of some of the other clients that this group has is that nobody else is either. Right? That's not what these athletic departments are equipped to do or meant to do. And so effectively the service is, hey, they are positioned in the market specifically to sell those tickets. They know what the market is, how to price it. They know what amenities are expected. They know what services are needed within the course of a game before and after, and they're going to sell those for Penn State moving forward.
Yeah. So now NIL. I spoke in Newcastle last night, so I was out in Ohio last night, right near Ohio, right on the border. And then I'm going to Philadelphia tomorrow for the NIL event. NIL came up, of course, with the populace last night in Lawrence County. It comes up everywhere. It comes up everywhere. They had proposed at one point this NIL tournament, and it got put on the shelf. It is now coming back, right? And they want to go 8 schools this year and 16 the year after. Is this where we're headed with all this, where specific events are going to be to benefit NIL?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe it's naive of me to think that I don't think so, but I think that the broader trend of where this is headed is very evidently and clearly that NIL will be handled in-house, right? The schools will have the authority to arrange deals, right? On the micro, right? For very specific marketing deals with individual players, sponsorship deals, that kind of stuff. But also in the macro of, hey, Penn State has a Pepsi contract, and it is going to be permitted to siphon off some of that money to direct toward its player compensation. Ross Dellinger had a very insightful, I thought, piece today over at Yahoo Sports about what this actual model is going to look like. And even that, what I just referenced, the corporate sponsorships, that kind of stuff, it kind of pales in comparison to splitting off a chunk of television revenue, right? To me, that is very clearly where this is headed, is that NIL and player compensation will land somewhere. I believe the figure he used was $17 to $21 million per year. I think it'll be a little bit higher than that, but it won't be on the current system relying so heavily, entirely, on the generosity of businesses and donors and boosters and supporters, all of that stuff. That will not be the core foundation of how player compensation is handled in the future. It'll be part of it. It'll be part of the conversation. It'll be something to top you off. But is it going to be this, where it's, hey, sink or swim based on the whims of your booster culture? I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be that in the future.
I think once, and I mentioned this last night when it was brought up, and I said, look, at some point there has to be structure. Because I believe that if you put structure and the fans understand the structure as opposed to the Wild West, they'll have fewer problems with it.
Yeah, I actually think that the NCAA's missteps, of which there have been too many to count.
Yeah, they're good at it.
yeah, they're pretty good at it. Yeah. I think that the things that they're not able to regulate for student athletes, and really should never have been able to regulate for student athletes, it's still within their purview to regulate how programs operate, how universities operate. And so to me, something that I haven't really seen it discussed, but I thought of it the other day. I was like, why isn't it that, okay, you can enter the transfer portal as a player whenever you want. That's fine. Free movement. Okay, if you're not on professional contracts, which eventually they will be, but for the time being, if you're not on those contracts, why should the school be able to limit your movement? Fine.
Right.
But why doesn't the NCAA step in and say, okay, all programs, you have a cap like they do.
That's right.
With recruiting, right? For a recruiting class, even if it's something that people can rub up against the rules and get as close to that line as they possibly can. Okay, fine. But why can't you say, okay, every school, you are limited to 7 transfers coming in the offseason.
Yeah.
That would dramatically change. That would dramatically change for football. The what is it, Steve? 2,100 people in the portal?
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes. Yep. 2,100. And guess what? They all aren't going to find homes.
Nope.
And I feel like the transfer portal has actually had a domino effect on recruiting classes. I think it's actually hurting high school players more than it is the establishment right now.
100%. 100%. Because if you are doing this correctly, even within the last 3 years since the advent of NIL and the transfer portal, the thinking of the market has changed dramatically. It was in those first classes, that first class.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you better pay for these high school recruits. It is worth it to bring in that stud quarterback for $1 million+ without ever having taken a college football snap. Well, now the thinking is, don't do that. That'd be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That would be crazy to allot what money you do have to somebody who is untested like that, not only because it's unlikely that they're going to be able to help you on the field that first year that they're in the program, but also because they can leave.
Yeah.
They can, right? After 1 year, they can bail. They can bolt. So why would you do that when you can work the way that basketball has worked effectively for years, of having this feeder system, right? Find the guys who want a last crack or maybe have 2 years left that have done something at a lower level and bring them up because they've already proven that they can do it.
There's a somewhat forgotten guy on the Penn State defense because he's been out with injuries, and that's Smith Vilbert. And I thought you wrote a tremendous article about him. What did you learn about him as he now pursues his sixth year and is in a position where he can contribute?
He is a big dude. That is the lesson.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a basketball player. He was a basketball player coming through. That's why his footwork's so good. But he was a basketball player at one point.
Yeah. 6'6", 285, right? This guy he's been through it. He has been out of sight, out of mind, effectively, for the last 2 years. He didn't play with a suspension for 2022. He played in the Rose Bowl, obviously. But even then, it was, I think, 5 snaps in that game. And then this past season, he's been out, right? He missed the entirety of the 2023 season with an injury. So, just because he hasn't been at the forefront of everybody's minds doesn't mean that he can't contribute. And I think that what you're seeing is, Penn State has needs there. Right? They have needs on the defensive line. You've lost a couple of draft picks to the NFL from defensive end spots.
Mm-hmm.
And Vilbert has some position flexibility that I think really, really helps him to be able to play both defensive tackle and defensive end.
My friend, always a pleasure. I'll let you go back out what were you on the eighth hole, two under?
Today's work day. Today's a work day, Steve. No golf for me today, but I appreciate the sentiment. It makes me feel good.
It's a work day. I can't stand when the job gets in the way of your job.
Trying to get 1% better every day.
Gee, where have I heard that before? Hey, Nate, thanks, buddy. I always appreciate it so much.
All right, thanks for having me.
Nate Bauer on 3.com, Blue White Illustrated. One of the best without question. We'll wrap it up in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.